My Journey into Blindness by Claire McCullough. Here is the editor, Kenneth Jernigan.
Claire McCullough became a student at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, the training center for blind adults run by the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana. She's a talented and sensitive elementary school teacher. When she began to lose her sight, her common sense told her that there were ways to combat her blindness. Here's her description of her struggle to find the answers she was seeking.
My journey into blindness began in 1979 when I was diagnosed as having retinitis pigmentosa, RP. The diagnosis itself was somewhat difficult to obtain after I had repeatedly asked my ophthalmologist for an explanation of my inability to see things in my apartment that I knew were there. He finally asked me, "How many fingers am I holding up?" When I answered that I couldn't see his hand, much less his fingers, my journey began. After tests, consultations, and large expenditures of money, I knew for certain that I was going to be blind, though no one could tell me exactly when or how rapidly my loss of eyesight would occur. Furthermore, those people who consented to discuss the problem with me could not, or would not, tell me about options or advise me about what I should do next. A friend told me that there were agencies in the area that worked with the blind and suggested that I might receive support and services from them. I made the necessary contacts, and one afternoon, a counselor came to see me. The first thing he told me was that all blind people were retarded. In a few carefully chosen words that I shall not repeat in this article, I told him that someone had messed up profoundly since I had just received my master's degree in educational administration. The meeting was quickly terminated. Apparently wishing to make amends, the counselor called, inviting me to come in and review the career file available in his office. On my arrival, he suggested that I review the information about appropriate jobs available in the area. He especially advised me to look at the employment file card entitled Baker's Assistant. Another meeting was quickly terminated. Even at this time, I recognized that as my sight worsened, I would eventually need to learn new skills and have to make changes in my life. I wanted someone to tell me what those changes should be and how to implement them. Unfortunately, it seemed that no matter where I turned, no one was able to give me the information that I was seeking. For the next 8 years, I continued in my search for an intelligent solution and a rational approach to my problems. Along the way, I wrote letters to people who were supposed to know about rehabilitation and blindness, and I gathered and read information about as many different options as I could. My journey was mostly along dead-end paths. As a finalist in Louisiana's Elementary Teacher of the Year contest, I had the pleasure of appearing on local television with my students. One of the questions the reporter asked me was, "What are your goals and plans for the future?" I responded that because of the progression of my eye disease, I did not know how much longer I could remain in the regular classroom. Enter Joanne Wilson, president of the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana and the staff at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. I received information from the center after the broadcast of my television interview, and I immediately wrote a letter to Mrs. Wilson, who serves as director of the National Federation of the Blind Center in Louisiana, expressing 8 years' worth of uncertainty and frustration. She then called me at home. After talking to her, I realized that my journey into blindness had not come to a dead end. Rather, it was about to take me to a smooth highway leading to useful information and intelligent solutions. At the time of this writing, I've been at the center in Ruston, Louisiana for 2 months. In this short time, I've begun my study of Braille and computers and have become a more accurate typist. I am gradually overcoming my fear of travel under sleep shades using a white cane. I've been introduced to the National Federation of the Blind and have adopted its philosophy as my own. However, perhaps the best education I've received at the center has come from my observation of successful blind individuals associated with the center. As I return to my teaching career this coming fall, my renewed self-confidence is allowing me to pursue new challenges in the field of education. I've decided to teach 7th and 8th grade gifted students in a new school rather than the 4th graders I've been teaching. My journey into blindness has not been without its bumps and detours, but now I can say that through my own persistence and curiosity and through the support I've received from the National Federation of the Blind at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, my journey continues in a positive direction.